Wow, he was unbelievable. He's been like that in practice. He battles. I mean, thing with LB, he never gives up on a puck. We didn't help him out a lot of times. He had some grade A chances throughout that game, and I mean, he deserved the first star tonight. He was something special, and like I said, that's what we see in practice every day. And I'm sure for him, you know, he's anxious to get his first start, and he was unbelievable. So yeah, he's probably the reason why we won that game.
The little goal in your play coming into the zone and finding him there?
Yeah, I think we, if I remember correctly, I think it was off an icing. There was a face-off in their end, so I thought that their guys might have been a little tired. So they tried to make a change, and Brian made a nice backhand pass to me across the ice and kind of was able to get past the first guy and had somebody going to net. I think it was Fly maybe going to the net and just was able to see Brian through the seam and made a great shot. So, yeah, it was... nice to get that one there near the end of the game. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you don't want to get that opportunity with Buff getting hurt, but it's something that, as a player, you relish that chance to get out there. And for me, it was exciting to get a chance to get out there. Didn't have a lot of power plays throughout the game today, but, yeah, it was exciting. And, you know, definitely it's a huge opportunity when you get called upon to play on that unit. It's something pretty special that those guys have going. So yeah, it was fun, and like I said, don't want to do it at the expense of a guy sitting out, but yeah, it was good.
And I guess Josh, your miss there turned out to be a pretty big play, because Blake gets the puck right away and then feeds Patrick. So was that deliberate?
Yeah, that's how we drew it up. I mean, obviously not, but yeah, I think KC kind of, Kyle passed it through the scrum and kind of came to me, and I saw a little bit of daylight, and it kind of closed off in a hurry, so definitely didn't want to get it blocked, so tried to at least put it on that side of the net, and it missed. But you know, if the puck gets in Wheel's hands and he's able to find Patty, those are pretty good guys to get the puck to, so I'll take it. Always can, always good.
Characteristic giveaways, and that was that product of Carolina's speed, or maybe you guys just not being quite as sharp?
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're a team that buzzes. They have fast players, and they don't ever give up on a puck. We talked about it before the game, and we saw it through the game. Obviously, they knock a lot of pucks down. They kind of hound you on the back check. There's never an easy pass. They're always, you know, you see a lane, and then all of a sudden a stick comes flying in. They bat it out of the air, and they've got a lot of quick players, and they're going the other way. So I thought we kind of fit into that a little bit. It definitely wasn't a game that I think at the end of the year we'll you know, look back as a template for a win. But any win in the National Hockey League is a good win, and to start us off on this homestand, you know, it was big to find a way to just battle through it. Sometimes it's not going to look pretty. But you have to find a way to grind, and we were able to find a way today.